News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
It may just have been scrapped in several airports across Europe, but airports in the EU are to reimpose the 100 milliliter liquid limit for carry-on luggage on flights. The move comes into place in September. It's hoped it'll only be on a temporary basis. Owen Curry, owner and editor of Travel Extra, joins us. Owen, I have to admit, I didn't know that the 100 mil rule had been scrapped. I was still keeping to it when I travelled.
Absolutely right to do so, because it hasn't been scrapped. What had happened was a lot of airports had got regulatory approval that people would keep liquids in their bags because they got these fantastic new C3 scanners. They examples would be found in Kerry and in Donegal and Knock and Shannon. All of people going through security there are allowed to keep their laptops and their liquids in the bag. What's changed and is going to change in September the 1st is the regulation. You can't keep your full 75 cl bottle, that would be usually a bottle of wine or a bottle of olive oil, in the bag. It cannot be liquid of more than 100 milliliters or 10 centiliters. But it's very confusing, because laptops can stay in there, and if you've got more than one container with 100 milliliters, you can keep 2, 3, 4 of them in your bag. The reason is that the EU is not happy that these scanners are able to read correctly larger liquid containers. The biggest problems are arising not with 75 CLs, but with the big 2-litre soft drink containers that everybody's familiar
with. Okay, so sorry, I'm confused.
A lot of people are.
So people travelling, what should they do? What can they bring? What can't they bring?
You keep to the regulation as it is. You can expect when you go to any European airport that you're not allowed to pack liquid in your bag, in your carry-on bag. It has to go in the hold. Stay exactly with what you've been doing.
That
simplifies it.
Yeah, yeah. And the hope is, in time, when these scanners are used and when they learn to adapt to the bigger bottles, that will go, but we're some way off that. Is that right?
A little bit off that. And the other thing is, the scanners were brought in unevenly. Some countries were quick in bringing them in, others are not. So even if you go into Shannon Airport and you were bringing your liquid, it wasn't clear that at the hub airport you'd have to take it out. The position in Dublin Airport, by far our biggest airport, is that nothing will change until October 2025. Because even though they've quite a few of the scanners, especially in Terminal 2, they won't have all of them in until October 2025. So we have to wait for the regulations to change back again, which they'll do fairly quickly.
Yeah.
But we also have to wait until every single scanner in the airport is able to read the move.
And then every scanner in the airport you're coming back from. My young fella got his very expensive hair paste confiscated on his way back the other day. He got through Dublin Airport with it. I told him not to bring it with him, but he wouldn't listen to me. But anyway,
yeah.
So it's quite inconsistent. So basically the advice is, play it safe.
Do it exactly as you have been doing since the liquid ban came in all those years ago. It's all going to change, but it's really a bit of two steps forward, one step back at the moment.
Okay. Owen Curry, owner and editor of Travel Extra, thanks for clearing that up and talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
Yeah, I have to say, I did it in Kerry when I was flying through Kerry Airport earlier in the summer. It feels as if you're doing something wrong by bringing a bottle of water with you onto the plane nowadays,
yeah.
But that's just how we've become conditioned. How much was the hair gel? Just out of curiosity, was it one?
Have a guess.
About 20 quid?
Yeah. Spot on.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.